Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 28, found in Grade 5, Book 2, of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 28 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Please turn to page 14 of the Grade 5 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 28. In this question, the student is asked to find the amount of change Kenny received after paying for his lunch with a $20 bill. Please note that a Show Your Work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response adds the costs of the cheeseburger, side salad, and French fries, and then subtracts this total from $20. The answer for the amount of change received is $9.05. Any other valid process used to arrive at this answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 16. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. The correct items from the lunch menu have been added together and then subtracted from $20. The work shown and the answer provided are correct. Next is the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The answer provided is correct, and the work shown is complete and includes a check of the work to verify the answer of $9.05. Now let's look at the third guide paper, which is a score point 1. This response is only partially correct. A sound mathematical process is demonstrated, but a transcription error results in an incorrect final answer. In the work shown, the student has written $6.96 instead of $6.95. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, we find another score point 1. This paper is also only partially correct. The work shown is valid, and a correct answer is given. But the final subtraction step is missing from the work. Remember that Scoring Policy 14 states that the final bridging step must be present for the student to receive the higher score point. The next paper, the fifth guide paper, is a score point 0. Although the student has the correct costs in the work shown, a calculation error has been made, resulting in an incorrect answer. In addition, no bridging step is shown. Therefore, this response receives no credit. Guide paper number 6, which is the last guide paper for this question, is another example of a score point 0. This response is completely incorrect. The student appears to have randomly added numbers from the chart. Please take a moment to review these 6 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 28, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric. So please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 28. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 6. This response is complete and correct. The student has added the correct costs, subtracted the total from $20, and provided a correct answer. Therefore, this response earns a score point 2. In practice set 7, the student has chosen the correct costs and added them, but the final bridging step is missing, resulting in an incorrect answer. This response receives a score point 1. Let's move on to practice set 8. This response is incorrect and demonstrates no understanding of which amounts to add or to subtract. Therefore, this response receives a score point 0. Next is practice set 9. In this paper, the student has added the correct costs and provided an acceptable alternative method to arrive at the correct answer of $9.05. This paper is complete and correct and earns a score point 2. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 10. None of the steps in this paper are correct. Only one amount has been subtracted from $20, and the resulting answer is incorrect. Therefore, this paper receives a score point 0. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.